Hello, and welcome to a brief guide on how to efficiently recover debts for your business. My name is Gareth Archer, solicitor at Burry & Walkers LLP. Procedures came into force in respect of debt recovery on 1st October 2017 under a so-called pre-action protocol for debt claims. This new protocol affects the way that your business can pursue debts. So who does the protocol apply to? Well, subject to certain exceptions, the debt protocol applies to any business, including sole traders and public bodies, who are claiming payment of a debt from an individual. That individual includes a sole trader. The protocol doesn't apply to business-to-business debts, unless the debtor, the person that owes you the money, is a sole trader themselves. The protocol should be followed unless there is a need for urgent action. So what is the aim of the debt protocol? Well, there's numerous aims, but primarily it's to promote early communication between the parties, including an early exchange of information about the debt, so as to assist the parties in identifying the issues in dispute. It's to enable the parties to resolve the dispute in a cost-effective way, without the need for court proceedings, including by agreeing a repayment plan where possible, or considering using a form of alternative dispute resolution, such as mediation. It's also to encourage the parties to act reasonably and in a proportionate manner, and to support the efficient management of court proceedings that cannot otherwise be avoided. So why is the protocol important? Failure to follow the various steps and timelines set by the protocol may lead to delay in your business recovering the debt, along with the real possibility of cost sanctions and reduced interest within any subsequent court proceedings. It can adversely affect the nature of the court proceedings for you. As such, it's important to ensure that the correct process is applied to debt recovery. What steps do you need to take? Well, you can no longer send a simple threatening letter giving a short period of time for the debtor to pay. Instead, the protocol requires a letter of claim which must contain specific information. This includes the amount of the debt owing and any interest, the details of any agreement or contract that were in place between the parties, whether there's been an assignment of that debt, whether there's already an instalment plan in place which is no longer acceptable, and details of how payment can be made in a clear form and any acceptable methods of payment. In addition, various documents need to be supplied to the debtor, including an information sheet and a financial information form. So what next? After you've sent the letter of claim, the debtor has 30 days to respond or request further information. There are then further steps set out in the protocol which depend on the debtor's reply. Further letters may be needed to be sent out and additional time given before any court proceedings can be issued. Either way, the protocol applies throughout the process and, as I say, sanctions may apply in court if it's not followed properly. If you or your business would like assistance with any aspect of the protocol, sending out letters of claim or issuing court proceedings to recover a debt, then please do not hesitate to contact me or any of my colleagues at Burry & Walkers LLP. Thank you for listening.
For any further advice or assistance, please call us on 01226 733 533. Further information and other podcasts can also be found on the Burry & Walkers website. Thank you for listening.